Awkward Phase, starring David Tennant. At 15, my sister shored up the walls of her room with 5 flavors of glossy boy band grin, and I observed her critically. At 33, I am now too old for an awkward phase, too aware of how when people gawp at you, I feel guilty just for being part of the audience. One of countless fans who've called you the Lonely Angel, who've called you Casanova. It's easy to fall for your intensity and trust you as a momentary truth. Granted, you know something of distraction, too. The irony of Hamlet's star-crossed fate is that you don't believe in astrology, and until you leaned against the pillar to make eye contact with the camera and recite his soliloquy, I didn't either. Admittedly, I've seen every role you've played. But I favor the doctor, carefree and sure of himself, able to fix anything. Still, I cringe when someone encroaches on your personal space, drops another screwdriver innuendo. I might break the rules of time, but I would never do that to you. In character, you can't die. This is true all the time. At the end, my mother didn't say, "The moment has been prepared for," she said, "I'll be all right." Sometimes you almost make those words disappear back into the darkness of her mouth. And when it glints with her saliva, I can see the sky with its dead stars pretending to give off light. And nothing ever changed. Mr. Tennant, you're enticing, no mistake. But what this fantasy finally rests on is the idea that someone can travel back through the void. And you make it look so easy.